SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To coast.
It's Pharrell Coast to Coast in the biggest way possible right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High in for Scotty today. The Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, will join me momentarily as we get you going on a Thursday on the grid. We start things off, as always, the birthday roll call. Let's go. Tim Hasselbeck, 45 today. Donnie Edwards, 50. Lou Maroney. Maloney, 52. Olaf Kolzig, old Washington Capitals goalie, 53. Brett Boone, 54. Brett Bylevin, 72. And John Huarte, 79. A abbreviated birthday roll call on Thursday. All right, you know where we're going to start today. Round one, the Masters in Augusta, and everything you could possibly want from a high-profile golf tournament like the Masters you are getting today. And you better enjoy it, because the weather will ruin it starting tomorrow afternoon all the way through the weekend. But you want big names at the top of the leaderboard? You got it. Victor Hovland, John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, Cameron Forever Young, Mr. Burns, Scotty Scheffler and Rory just getting going on the course. You want a live guy, a big name live guy in contention. How does Brooks Koepka sound as he's 4-under through 10? You want a little Tiger and Phil? How about Phil, who everybody bet to miss the cut? It was the highest bet prop probably ever. And what's he doing right now? 2-under, going to the back nine as he birdies 8 and 9, and he's played pretty well today. Tiger, really tough start, but he's slowly grinding his way back. He was 3-over for a long time today, and now sitting back at 1-over. Couple of back-to-back birdies as he is just about at the end of his round. He is on the 18th right now, so almost finishing time for Tiger. So you have everything you could possibly want. Me and Cam, of course, have a billion tickets, first round leaders, everything else. We'll see if we can get somebody to maybe chase Victor Hovland down in the afternoon group to get things cooking. We also have some day baseball, not as much as we thought we were going to have. A bunch of rainouts, as we discussed yesterday. At least they let the people know early. But the Red Sox are in Detroit this afternoon. They have themselves a 6-3 lead. Blue Jays finishing off a 4-gamer in Kansas City. They are up 4-0 right now. White Sox taking on the Giants in Chicago. Giants out again, 4-2 lead in the third. We have the Nats and the Rockies also coming up in Colorado. Home opener for the Rockies within the next hour. Davis Maddock also in hour number one. We will do some fantasy stuff with Davis as we do every day on C2C. We will touch on some of the baseball from yesterday and last night, including a long one, first of the year, for Vlad Guerrero Jr. As he finally gets on the board. Much needed win for the Jays. Hour number two, we've got some games tonight in baseball. Home openers in Atlanta and Arizona. Dodgers take on the Diamondbacks. Padres head east to take on the Braves, who are off to a very good start. We'll get into last night's NBA. Clippers beat the Lakers at the Crypto. Big night where LeBron, hey, he tried all his best. He had 3 points at the half. He finished with 30-plus, but just too much Kawhi, too much Russ. Westbrook played really well last night. And really, you know, depend upon, I don't think the Lakers want to be in the five spot anyway. Now, it's funny, they needed so many wins to get out of the play-in game. Now you got to lose a game or two so you don't play the Suns in the first round. That's kind of how it's working for them at the moment. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Sports Byline. The Mightier, 1090. ESPN Radio in Southern California. Good to have you with us today. The Prime Minister joins me momentarily. Big win for the Mavs last night. But will it be enough? Crucial game tonight in the NBA between OKC and Utah, which the Mavericks will be watching very closely for their fate this weekend, if they can still even get into the play-in tournament. We've got the lion's share with Coach Young in hour number two. He's got the snags for tonight. We have all of tonight's NBA action. It's a light schedule. That OKC Jazz game really is the main attraction, but the Heat do have a game in Philadelphia against the 76ers, which they need to win to try to get out, to even stand a chance to still catch the Nets for the sixth seed in the East. We have odds for the Knicks and the Cavs. That series set in stone. We'll give them to you today on Coast to Coast. Final hour, hockey to start things up. Playoff races, they're in the final week of the regular season now. Calgary with a huge win over Winnipeg last night. We've got your East and West playoff races. They have one series locked right now. Tampa and Toronto have the odds for you. We'll see what the Prime Minister thinks of the Leafs' chances against the Lightning. Rick Harrow, our sports business and legal insider, who I believe will try to connect with us from down at Augusta there at the Masters. And I'm going to make him get me a hat at the concession stand, too. So Rick will give us all the skinny from down there at the Butler cabin, which I'm sure is where he's hanging out with all the dignitaries, that's for sure. Huge slate of NHL tonight. We'll go through every single game. Adam Kaplan, our Sports Grid NFL insider, also finishes out hour number three. Live Masters, some live baseball games. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty. It is all happening. Coast to coast on a Thursday. We get rocking on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High here in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Of course, joining me today, the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. Yeah. Everyday game time decision, 6 p.m. East. And what a day for you to get me and Cam on C2C, especially if you'd like to try live bet the first round of the Masters and go after Victor Hovland for first round leader live, because that's what we're going to attempt to do here over the next couple hours, Cam. How are you?
You're reading my mind, Carver. I'm like, well, wow, Victor's been pretty lucky, too. He's had some loose swings recently, but here's the thing at Augusta. Don't make doubles. The guy's made pars. Every bad swing that he had, he made pars. And let's be honest, we're doing pretty good. A lot of our guys, you know, like I'm looking at some of the guys at the top of the board that we have. And I kind of told you before we started the show, I respect people and their computers and stuff like that. But I like doing the show with you and I like doing the show with Gabe because we're kind of old school, like Cardano even, like, you know what I mean? Like we've talked about this stuff. You can run The Sims a million times, but you know what the problem with that stuff is? It doesn't give you passion, emotion, recent play, what's going on in your life. Human elements, because you know what, we're all human beings, and a lot of these guys like Minwoo Lee and all these other guys, all these other turkeys are they're crapping their pants, right? So that's what I like about you, Carver. You're like the guy I always thought about you, like on Barney Miller, loosening the tie after a day of work, going out for a cold one, putting some Islander parlays together. You know, what are we doing in the NHL? That's why I like you, Carver. You're a regular nice guy, and we're gonna do things our way. I'm on Schauffele right now. He's doing well. I didn't see this from Brooks Koepka, though. I thought he might be okay. Didn't know it. He just hit another birdie, 5-under.
Wow. 5-under now for Brooks as he goes to the 13th. And I was saying, Cam, before you came on in the open, it's this Masters first round has a little bit of everything you could possibly want. You've got huge names at the top. You've got a LIV guy who's very well known in Koepka in the mix as well, because everybody wants that LIV PGA drama. Like, they want Brooks, you know, with one of these guys in one of the last two or three pairings coming on Sunday, although maybe they could show a couple of his shots. They finally did when they switched over to the regular programming at 3 o'clock. You have Phil playing well. You have Tiger trying to battle back from a rough start, and he just hit a tough shot. His second shot on 18, Cam, was very rough. He had one foot in the sand, and I think he hit it into the other bunker up by the green. So Tiger's going to have to really work to try to finish the day with a par and be at plus one. But Cam, everything you could want. Even and you even got the old man couples with a minus one in the mix. So you even get one of the older guys with a great round of golf, which everybody loves to see.
Hey, Freddie needs paychecks. He's, you know, he's had some relationships in his life. Now he's working for Mitsubishi Electric, doing those commercials and whatever. But one thing about Fred Couples is he has that Carver, I used to be a good golfer as a kid. I used to work at a golf course, right? So we'd play for free. Fred Couples has probably the easiest swing, him and Ernie Els, that you'd ever see. Adam, you could put Adam Scott in that category. That swing holds up. If that guy didn't have back problems, Carver, he'd kill those guys on the senior tour. Like, he would murder them. That's the thing about Fred Couples, Smooth Freddie. I don't know. Like, he's probably one of those guys on a date, too. The woman's like, hey, hey, you know, like, Freddie's like, he's smooth as silk. He orders a bottle of wine. Next thing you know, he's under the sheets with her. That guy's wicked. One under par, great start for Freddie. I think I have Bernard Langer as the top senior in this tournament, too. So I don't know how he's doing.
I saw him at plus one or plus two a couple minutes ago when I was scrolling down the board. Tiger just hit that bunker shot. He's going to have a long putt, Cam, to try to finish with a par here and stay at one going into tomorrow. He just, you know what it is, Cam, and we do this, me and Scotty do this every time we're on the first round of one of these majors and we're watching Tiger play. It's kind of the same story every time. Like, he's on the back nine. And, like, he hits a couple good shots, but you watch the guy walk, and it's like he's just dragging himself around this golf course. And you feel
Great
you're like, now you understand maybe when he sat there, and I kind of said to you, which I still believe, he's going to play this tournament till he absolutely possibly ever can't. Like, Freddie's playing it, and Bernard Langer's playing it. He's going to always play it. But competitively, he might be right. This could be the end because it's tough for him to get around this golf course.
Great call, Carver. I played hockey and a guy hit me from behind. I broke my leg. That knee has never been the same. I'm the same age as Tiger Woods, okay? So this guy had multiple surgeries, not just like injuries like that. When you're wearing knee braces and stuff to get around, like I watch his gait, watch him when he walks. And there's side hill lies at Augusta. We've talked about this stuff. It is not easy. I did the bet boost because we got even money on him. But I'm telling you, his body is breaking down hard. And when he was younger, I don't know what the hell he was doing, supplements, whatever, but he's got major injuries. Those car accidents almost killed him. Everyone thinks golf's easy. Oh, is golf a sport? You're damn right it is. He can't take a cart. This isn't Casey Martin. He's got to walk 18 holes times four. I'm with you, buddy. I think for everyone thinking Tiger Woods has got another major or whatever in him, no. The answer's no. He probably won't even play the senior tour because he'll be so frustrated that he can't play with the younger guys anymore.
Let's take a look, Cam, because I know I'm going to have Davis coming up here.
Yeah.
And I want to get a first look at this. First round leader live right now. I saw Hovland 20 minutes ago at like minus 300. That's changed.
Oh, thank you.
I got Hovland now at plus 100. Koepka at plus 340. And then I see Mr. Burns at 5-1, Rahm at plus 850. These are obviously changing by the second with every shot that these guys hit out on the course. But is there anybody we want to try maybe here early in the show? Lock in. You know, Burns has a lot of holes left, and he's already at 4-under. Do we want to take a shot and maybe try to chase Victor down with Mr. Burns here for the rest of the show?
I have Sam Burns in a first-round leader. He's like actually one of my picks outright. Remember, Carver, when we did the show, I had Burns at 41. So I'm happy with that play. I don't want him at 5-1. I got a couple of guys for you. Joaquin Niemann, 22. Tom Kim, 45.
Okay, Kim's 2-under right now, right? I think that's where I just saw Kim at. Kim's at 2-under. You know what? I like that, Kim. We're getting a little 41-1 with Tom Kim. And he's still, and he, like Burns, he's got a lot of holes left out here on the course. So that might not be bad. How about this kid, Bennett, too, Cam?
He's
Sam
amazing.
Bennett, the amateur, 4-under through 6, playing excellent right now at Augusta.
Oh, fantastic. Sam Bennett's a great player. Carver, like, I'm a golf nut. Like, I watch all the college golf, too, and I thought, I didn't understand why Aberg, the kid from Texas Tech, didn't qualify for this tournament. He's been playing on the PGA. Mm. He would have been my guy for low amateur. You know what? I got another guy for you, Carver. I don't know if he's running out of holes. So what's Hovland at now? Seven? If Jason Day was three or four under, I'd ride him, but I don't think he has enough holes. So we got to figure out something low. I'm going to ride the train with Tommy Kim. I love that kid. And I think he's
like
dangerous too.
Yeah. All right. Let's do Tom Kim right now because we're getting a lot of, 40. I got 41-1 here for him for first round leader.
I got 45.
Right now. So there you go. Let's have some fun. I'm glad you got Mr. Burns already. Maybe I'll dip my toe with the 5-1 just to be with you on that. And we'll try to go after Victor Hovland here down the stretch. All right. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. We will be watching the Masters live betting first round leaders. Maybe we'll try to jump in on somebody with an outright as well before we get out of here today. We will come back. Davis Maddock, Fantasy Sports Today. We will get into some more NFL draft talk with him. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Every day on C2C, we talk to our man Davis Maddock, Fantasy Sports Today, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern. Davis, how are you? Before we get to the draft, your thoughts so far? We're late into the first round. All the groups are out on the course. What has caught your eye so far down in Augusta?
I mean, definitely Victor Hovland. Like, I mean, everyone knows Victor Hovland is great. Would not have picked Augusta to be the golf course for him to really contend for a major championship guy. Guy's not too strong around the greens. He made a great chip on 10. Didn't really know he had that in the bag. I thought that was pretty awesome. I mean, we got a good little leaderboard brewing right now. I mean, none of the guys that we really love have blown up. John Rahm is 600 par. Adam Scott and Cameron Young are 500 par. I mean, it's just beautiful, man. This is my favorite event in sports.
I love it too. And you even get Brooks up there too, which is going to get everybody fired up. They're going to love seeing Brooks possibly in the mix if he can hold this down throughout the weekend. I'm just hoping the weather isn't that bad and we actually have a weekend and not sitting here on Monday. Monday morning, Monday afternoon, trying to finish this thing. All right, Davis, yesterday we started to dive into the NFL draft a little bit. We had a conversation about the wide receivers, the top ones that are going to go here. Let's get into it a little bit further. Top wide receivers in the NFL draft were three weeks from tonight, I believe, in Kansas City, where they will get things going. Let's start with Ohio State's Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah, I mean, so this wide receiver class, it's fascinating, one, because pretty much all of them were disappointing relative to what our expectations were a year ago. I mean, Jordan Addison, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Quentin Johnson. We kind of thought all these guys were, maybe not all-time great wide receiver prospects, but really good, unassailable. Jackson Smith and Jigba barely plays. I want to say Quentin Johnston didn't have a 100-yard game until the sixth week of the season for TCU. And then, I mean, what could you even learn about Jordan Addison playing on that USC team? It was like they were the Monstars every single week playing in the Pac-12. You transfer half of the Oklahoma University roster that made the college football playoff to USC with Lincoln Riley, you're probably going to be pretty good. But the weirdest thing is they're all just so small. I mean, all these wide receivers other than Quentin Johnston are so small, and that begins with Smith and Jigba. 194 pounds, did not run the 40-yard dash either at the combine or at the Ohio State Pro Day. What does that mean? I mean, it probably means he didn't have that good of a 40. Probably means he was going to run 4.55 at 195 pounds, which is not, I mean, that's not disqualifying him. It's not to say he can't be a good NFL wide receiver, but he is not Devonta Smith. He is not Jamar Chase. He's not Justin Jefferson. He's not CeeDee Lamb. And I mean, that's just a bit of a bummer. We've gotten so lucky the last three drafts with, like, I mean, immediately Garrett Wilson, one of the 15 best wide receivers in the NFL. Justin Jefferson, maybe the best. And we don't really have any guy like that, starting with the number one guy, Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
And let's be fair, and I love him. I would love to have him in Buffalo. I'm a Bills fan. End of the first round, I'd love the Bills to take him. But if he doesn't have that absolutely all-world, all-time performance in the Rose Bowl a couple years ago, is he really that high on this list right now? Does he have any other huge games besides that one? That's the one moment everybody thinks about with this kid. He barely played last season. He was barely on the field. I think everybody's still holding on to that one moment in the Rose Bowl, and that's why he's still hovering here to potentially be the first wide receiver in the draft.
Honestly, you're right. I mean, had he woken up that day with food poisoning or something and he just didn't play and that was just like everything else stayed the same, right? I mean, you know, Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson have both said, oh, he's way better than us. You know, he's awesome. Both of the quarterbacks he played with have said like, oh, yeah, he's incredible, yada, yada. But, I mean, you're right. That Rose Bowl, what was it, 380 yards and four touchdowns with Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson both resting and getting ready for the NFL draft. You're right. I mean, that game was his statement game. And, you know, how much can you put in that? I think that the comp I've sort of thought for him is like, you know, he's not going to be Calvin Johnson. He's not going to be Justin Jefferson. He's not going to be Ja'Marr Chase. But he might be like really good Keenan Allen. And that's like a good, you know, that is a good, useful, dependable player to have on your NFL roster.
It is. Let's talk about Johnson a little bit. Obviously, like you said, he really kind of blew up from the middle of the season on. And I think the game you want to look at, he was great in the game against Michigan. He was awesome in that game. How did you think he fared? And they got blown out, so it's hard. But against Georgia, that's really where he's lining up against the kind of competition that he might see on the NFL level. Despite them getting hammered in that game, what did you think of him maybe lining up against those Georgia secondary guys?
I mean, look, one catch for 3 yards. It's not what you want. Not what you want from a guy you're about to spend a first-round draft pick on. Now, the game against Michigan, 6 for 163 in a touchdown. That was his second-best game of the year. Had another very good game. And kind of crazy to think about this, to rewind our brains all the way there, because Kansas University ended up really ending the year on a low for football. But at the time that TCU and Kansas played in week 5, they were both undefeated. Quentin Johnson goes 14 catches, 206 yards, and a touchdown. Very bizarre for a guy of his stature to have zero double touchdown games, multiple touchdown games. You know, it's just kind of weird. For example, the year before against Oklahoma in 2021, 7 for 185 and 3 against Oklahoma. What I like about Johnson is he's the only guy of this class with any serious pedigree who can play on the boundary. You know, Smith-Njigba, going to be better on the inside. Jalin Hyatt, Josh Downs, Marvin Mims, Jordan Addison, all these guys are all really slot guys at the next level. And, I mean, good slot wide receivers are valuable, but they're kind of a dime a dozen. I mean, everyone kind of has a slot wide receiver on their team that they like. So I think Johnson has the biggest bust potential. Like, you could tell me he's catching passes in the XFL in 3 years, I'd believe you. But I also think he's got the best potential to win on the outside consistently.
How hard is it to kind of get a good gauge on Zay Flowers considering where he played? I mean, look, BC, not exactly Ohio State, Alabama, you know, and USC, doesn't have the kind of quarterbacks throwing him the football like those other schools have. Is it a little more difficult and challenging to kind of rate out Zay Flowers?
Yeah, I mean, these are the guys who are probably the hardest for NFL talent evaluators to get correctly. So Zay Flowers, I think, could have came out of college last year, and I think he probably would have been a third-round pick. But you're right. I mean, the offense he played in, less than 300 passing attempts. They're giving a billion carries to these 250-pound running backs. You know, they're just playing, like, straight up, like, 1980s football. But Zay Flowers, I mean, he led Boston College in receiving every year in a row for 3 years. That's pretty impressive, right? And even as a true freshman, he still was third on the team in receiving. I guess I'd kind of go like this. One thing I really liked about him was teams were maybe a little bit worried about like how strong he would be. Like, would he be too small? So according to his agent, and maybe take this with a grain of salt, but they tweeted a couple pictures of him right before the draft. He bulked up from 172 apparently to 185. It's a pretty big bulk to do like in the offseason. He looked absolutely jacked, and he still did all the speed drills. He still did the 40. He still did the three cone. A lot of the guys, for example, Bryce Young, you know, Bryce Young needed to get bigger, so he didn't do any of the drills. He didn't run. He didn't do any of that stuff. And a lot of the wide receivers will do that, where if they need to add size, they won't do the drills, or if they need to add speed, they won't do they won't do any of the other drills. So I thought that, to me, just shows like Zay Flowers is just going to be a worker. Like, to me, that's kind of a big deal for these guys.
And you already kind of told us yesterday you like Mims more than any of them. I mean, Mims, you got like fifth here, but you potentially, if you were in the GM chair near the middle of end of the first round, you might consider him over the rest of these guys.
Yeah, that's what I, so that's where I'm really nailing it. I mean, we got Hyatt, we got Downs, we got Addison here. And I think that you're Buffalo Bills, that's the team that I'm really curious. So let's say it gets down to 27 and Hyatt and Downs. There was actually just an article that came out today about Josh Downs that said, very bizarre for a guy who's consistently mocked in the first round. Apparently he's not had any top 30 visits with an NFL team. Like, apparently no team has brought him in for a top 30 visit. So what that tells me is actually these teams are playing quiet with some guys they like. Now, it could be they really like Josh Downs. It could be that they don't want teams to know, or it could be they love Mims. They love Flowers. They love Addison. They love Hyatt. Could be guys that we don't even have on the radar. You know, those last five picks of the NFL draft, I mean, it can be anybody, right? Because you get that added incentive of the fifth year on the contract, so teams can get kind of squirrely with those. But yeah, Mims, to me, I think he might be kind of an undercover star. So he played in a weird circumstances. His quarterbacks got injured or benched every year of his career at Oklahoma, right? Rattler, Williams. Then last year, I think three different guys started games at quarterback for Oklahoma. The coach who recruited him left, but he still he was their best wide receiver for 3 years in a row.
I'd take him if he's there at the back of that first round. Go ahead, sign me up. Davis, great stuff as always. Get back to the golf, baby. We're going down here. We're got a lot of first-round leaders we're putting in. Tom Kim, Mr. Burns, it's all happening. Davis Maddock, we'll see him again tomorrow here on C2C. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. Baseball is back, as we know, and BetMGM has you covered. Call your shot Wednesdays. That's right. BetMGM players who place a $25 anytime MLB home run prop bet wager get a $10 bonus bet to use on any MLB game. All you got to do, log into the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android, opt in to the MLB Call Your Shot Wednesdays and place a wager, either pregame or live, in the amount of at least $25 on any MLB game. You get your $10 bonus bet to use on any MLB game. So there you go. Call Your Shot Wednesdays at the Lion. All right, Cam, here we go. Back to the board here for a moment, and we're going to do other things, I promise you. We're not, I mean, it might only be like 75% Masters today. I mean, we won't do 100%.
I'm not going to lie to the listeners. It's been a long week. Your boy Pharrell's like on a beach, and I'm like, and I go to Buffalo on my vacation. So you know what? We'll do the best we can here, Carver. You're working with Diamond Joe Lisi late. We're doing the math. Hey, no offense. It's a major. And that's the way it should be. No, we'll talk a little NHL. We'll talk a little baseball. We'll talk a little NBA. But Sorry, people. Me and Carver, we got a golf betting problem. Like, we have an addiction. So,
all right.
Everyone's got to deal with it.
Couple things I want to update you on here, Cam. Not that I'm updating you, but you already know all these things are going on. All right. Hovland's in the clubhouse at 7-under for the day. So, what a round for Victor. Hit a great shot on 18, got himself a par. Lowry's in, Schauffele's in, Adam Scott's in, all those guys at 4-under. Cameron Young back to 5. Rahm is at 6. Those guys are on 18 right now. Brooks Koepka just dropped a shot, so he goes down to 4. How about birdie for Joaquin Niemann to finish the front 9? He is now at 4-under, Cam, so he joins that group of guys at 4-under out on the course, including the amateur Sam Bennett and Mr. Burns, who are both at 4-under as well. Niemann, Cam, one of those guys that me and you talked about early in the week as a live guy to maybe back here.
I'm going to be honest with you, Carver. It's only been one, basically, we're not even through the first round of golf. I have two thoughts. One, John Rahm is going to win the Masters. I don't know why I came up with this. His number sucks, but I have him in matchup bets against other guys. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be one of the live guys that's going to, like, battle him for the jacket, too. Joaquin Niemann's a dangerous golfer. And the thing is, Carver, and I love you, brother. That's what I love about you. You understand things. He won at Riviera. Remember the time we were down like at the NFL draft and stuff? He
destroyed everyone.
Not just one. He actually played like junk and still won by like 6 shots. That's the thing about these young guys. When they're on, they're on. Victor Hovland, nice start. But I'm going to tell you something about Victor. He has a problem closing. So betting him live right now would be stupid. Absolutely stupid. I would look like other guys, right, Carver? Like, the thing about Rahm is I know he's only like 5 or 6 to 1, but I'm going to tell you something. He's angry. I watched his press conference again and again. I taped all this stuff last night and rolled it over again. Everybody else, like Matt Fitzpatrick, they looked like they had a nice shower and a steam. I looked at Rahm, and he had steam coming out his ears, like thinking, I'm being disrespected. Scheffler, the talk of the town. Rory, will he get the next major? Never forget about John Rahm. He's a killer.
Well, right now, Cam, this is how much they think. This is live to win the whole thing. The live outright betting. Hovland's 9-1. Scheffler's ahead of him at plus 650. Rahm now plus 310. So plus 310. And he's a shot behind Hovland right now. And
I agree with the
books. I'm with you on Rahm. And I added a little something on Rahm last night. I told you, I believe it was yesterday in our spot, that Rahm would be the chalk guy that I was going to go after this week out of the guys in the top three. Double bogeyed the first hole, Cam.
That's the thing.
He double bogeyed the first hole.
That's my point. Like, you're a smart guy. You know golf. If you double bogey the first hole, most guys are like, oh, God, what a way to start at Augusta. Now he has a putt. Okay, I think he's tied with Hovland now. Was that a birdie putt? Yes, it was.
John
Rahm is 7-under with a double bogey to start the tournament. Ladies and gentlemen, you could look at it like a hockey game. You could look at it like a basketball money line play. I'm not going to say John Rahm at just over 3-1 is a good bet, but I can guarantee you this, unless there's some kind of food poisoning issue or somebody blow darts him, John Rahm will be in the mix on Sunday, Carver. You know it, and I know it.
In the mix. I mean, he shoots
maybe
that round again. And look, this is tough because I wish that we were just going to say these guys are all going to roll back out tomorrow, and it's going to be like today, because today is so awesome. But unfortunately, the weather's going to ruin the next 2 days of this golf tournament, and it's going to make things very difficult, and it's going to change things. But whenever the final round is, Cam, he's going to be there, no doubt in my mind.
Agreed.
He's going to be very much in the mix. Lots of guys still on the front 9 at 2-under. Morikawa, Day, Scheffler, Tom Kim, Jordan Spieth, Tony Finau. All those guys, Cam, are 2-under with a lot of holes left to play today. So that's 7-under. I think one of these guys in that 2-under group right now is going to take a run at that 7-under and those guys later on.
Listen, I only have 4 golf shirts too, Carver, but Victor Hovland's wearing a shirt that he looked like literally he went into a shop and like he had a watermelon. Somebody smashed it with a melon, with a mallet. Like, what is that thing? Anyway, no matter why, Victor, but I love you because I love Scandinavians. I used to live up north too. And you know what I love about Victor? He's a friendly guy. Like, even when he's angry, he smiles. He has one of those faces. Gotta love Victor. But I'm going to say this, Carver. You know this and I know this. I'm done with certain people now. Like, the thing about golf is, me and you, we have an addiction. And addictions are hard to shake. I used to smoke. Yes. I used to drink 5 cans of Coke and Pepsi a day. Alex Noren, he's done with it. I didn't bet him in this tournament. There's certain guys, though, you have to go cross, cross, cross. I don't care what the computers say. I don't care about anything like that. Me and you know. And the thing is about golf, I love that the way we do it. People don't estimate the hot hand more. They just run their stupid models. And you know what? The model doesn't, you gotta get, like, when you have good buyer rhythms, you're doing well in life. Like, look at Moretzi. He won like 12 grand with the Raptors on the wins total and the Yukon and this and that. Like, you ride the hot hand. It's like horse racing. When a good jockey wins the first race, sometimes he wins 4 that day. That's what he does. He's feeling it that day. He's, you know, had sex with his wife. Things are going well, you know, getting along with the in-laws, and he's winning. But certain guys I'm just done with. Like, we got to knock some of these losers that me and you take off the list. That's all I'm saying,
you know, I got guys who get on the list as well, and they never come back on it. Like, Patrick Cantlay is on that list for me. I'll never bet Patrick Cantlay in any golf tournament, period, stop. Phil was 2 under, double bogeyed, and then got another birdie. So Mickelson back to 1 under right now. He's in the back part of the back 9 right now. And Tiger's in the clubhouse. Let me just do this with you. Tiger finished +2, Cam. We already said what a struggle it was for him. These were the most bet Tiger Woods props coming into today. And you could already cross a bunch of them off the list. To miss the cut at +150, very much alive, that number one prop right there. But to finish in the top 20, to finish in the top 10, to finish in the top 5, to shoot 70 or lower in all 4 rounds, I guess you could already wipe the board. You wipe the board with all the most bet Tiger props. The books clean up, Cam, on all the Tiger stuff. He was the most liability to win the whole thing as well, at 70 or 75 to 1.
Know what it is?
Went off at.
Know what it is, Carver? Me and you, like, that's another thing. Oh, Tiger Woods. He plays well at Augusta. He does this and does that. I watched the guy in the practice range. He's struggling to bend over. He's walking with a limp. He has so many health issues, you know, like we talk, like Pharrell, oh, my knees, you know, playing basketball with Siano, it's tough. Like, yeah, and I walk around with a brace when I go for, like, my walk in the morning and stuff like that because of hockey. I've been hit so many times. I've been beaten up by one of your guys, Carver, Eric Cairns. Now we're friends. I met him at a bar. Sorry. He goes, I could have killed you, but I liked you. So he just beat me up, and that was the end of that. Tiger Woods is beaten down. His body's breaking down, and it's a problem. So the thing about it is, I don't care if he knows Augusta. Sorry, and one more thing. Jordan Spieth, 3 under, Carver.
Let's go.
First-round leader. That's another guy. Give me the number now.
I will.
I'm already on him at
now.
22.
Give me a moment.
What do you think it is? I'm going to say it's about
8. I'm on him as well.
8.
Right now, it's 850, plus 850. I'm with you. I went in on
is
the...
Is this our job?
Yes. I'm also in on the 22-1. I told you, I never do less than 50 for first-round leader, but I did it with Spieth because I know how good... He's in the mix. He's got a ton of holes left, and he's 3 under right now. So we are going to be obviously locked in with this throughout the entire show today. We do have, Cam, some live baseball going on, and I want to get this in just because the game starts in about 20 minutes in Colorado, in case anybody would like to get involved. The Nationals are at Coors Field for the Rockies' home opener, where we get ourselves Kyle Freeland against Josiah Gray this afternoon. How about the total, Cam, of 11? How about a little 11 spot to start the season at Coors Field? Rockies minus 165. Plus 140 for the Nats. Up, up, up and away, Cam. R-U-N-S. Runs, runs, runs. Let's go.
Yep.
A lot of runs.
I'm with you, Carver.
Two bad
I like
teams.
The over. And you know what? It's like what we talked about. you're a plus guy, and but you know what? I'm going to take the Rockies tonight. I don't like the juice. I found it the lowest at $1.60, but I'm betting it. The Nationals are an absolute train wreck. Colorado's at home. Give me the Rockies. Give me the over. You know what? Probably parlay material because you don't want to lay the juice.
Right. Why don't we roll a little how about a little CJ Cron home run today, too? That's probably like plus 450. Let's get CJ Cron in there for a long ball.
That's exactly. Let's go. You know what? It's like the coach James Young. Like me and Morenci say, it's like, you know what, coach? Three pieces of pizza is a good thing. He's like, no, but I want a whole pie. Like he did a same game parlay, and he picked 10 guys and went like 8 or 9 out of 10. I'm like, you don't need to take 10 legs. Can't we just do like a four banger? Like, you know what I mean? But that's the problem in our industry. We look for plus money, and we get that's like, you know, we're looking at.
Why don't
like
we get? I mean, like we could get. Good we steak. Could get real silly. We could get real silly and put the CJ Cron homer with Jordan Spieth's live. First round leader number. You know, you can put the plus 450 with the plus 850 if you want. You want to get real crazy here on a Thursday. Trevor. It's the first day of the Masters. We might as well dive in. Blue Jays are up 6-0.
I'm on the Blue Jays.
I don't know if Moff Dazzle. I don't think Moff Dazzle is in the golf. Nope. No golf for Mafia.
I love you so much, too. You're a Seton Hall pirate. I still remember that glass that I got at a 7-Eleven when I was driving across the United States. I still have that glass. It was amazing. And you know what, Ciano, listen to Carver. You got to be in with us, buddy. This is a team effort. Just throw a couple guys out there, have some fun. And I know you're married to a Canadian too. Do your due diligence.
No,
Carver, give Ciano some picks.
The ex
we gotta
is
be,
Canadian.
We're a family.
The ex oh, is the Canadian.
Ex. Oh, the I ex. Thought she was live. I thought she was live Canadian. The
coast
ex.
To coast. Oh, we're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Thursday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you aboard. All right, Cam, we got a lot of guys now in the clubhouse as the early morning featured groups are all pretty much in. Hovland and Rahm both at 7-under. Young Cameron, forever young, at 5-under. Lowry, the Irish Bear, Schauffele, Adam Scott. All at 4-under as well. We have a bunch of guys on the course at 4-under. Koepka, Niemann, Bennett, Burns, Spieth now at 3-under. Bunch of guys in the club. How about Captain Kirk getting to 2-under today, Cam? Your
That's
boy Captain
thing.
Kirk grinded it. Wow.
People,
Scott,
people
don't
understand.
Call me Gene Stallings also
Stallings.
At 2-under today. Unbelievable.
Exactly. It's a pass for Ricky Kroll. Like, I love Gene Stallings. Like, yeah, I'm telling you. This guy, the thing about Stallings is that people don't understand. And Carver, you can understand this, and we should talk about it more. There's guys we take with, like, marquee names and stuff. You know what I love about Stallings is? He'll either crap his pants, but when he's in contention, he actually wins. And I'd rather bet on guys like that than these stooges that let us down every single Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Here comes Gary Woodland at 2-under also. We love Gary Woodland always. Gary Woodland in the mix as he's floating around here with 2-under on the back nine.
Good pick with Lowry, though, Carver. I'll give you credit on that one. You love the Irish. You know what I love, Carver? That's a guy you stick with. You know where you put lines through guys? Gary, here's the thing about Shane Lowry. He's not even a great putter. But he wins tournaments. That's all you need to know. His ball striking, plays in the cold, low ball flight, winner. Not afraid of everybody, and everyone loves the guy. Great pick by you on Lowry.
There's six or seven events every year. I don't care how bad he's playing. He's on the card because I know he's kind of built for that place, and this is one of those places. Lowry always there at the Masters, and now he scored today. We'll set him up for the weekend in the slop. Coast to Coast, Hour 2 next.